Oh, well, thanks for that, Chris. Good to know. Well, also this week, pretty amazingly, people have made transistors just one atom thick and 10 atoms wide. So a transistor is a little thing that switches your current on and off. It's in all your computer chips, all your electronics. And these researchers at the University of Manchester have carved these unimaginably tiny transistors from graphene. That's a flat sheet of carbon atoms. That's predicted by some basically to oust silicon as the basis of future computing.
Just to ask a simple question, why do we need smaller transistors? This is tough to do. Why do we need to do it?
Well, we need smaller transistors because we're basically trying to pack more and more stuff onto one chip. Now, the smaller you get with silicon, things heat up, we start to lose electrons, the electronics doesn't work. We need to keep going smaller.
Because they're getting so small that the bits are literally interfering with the thing next door.
That's
so,
right,
so the components don't work very reliably.
Exactly.
So there's a finite limit, basically.
There is a finite limit, and you might have heard of a guy called Gordon Moore, I think, who said Moore's Law, that said transistors should... the number of transistors on the chip should double roughly every 2 years. Well, to keep that going, we're going to have to ditch silicon in maybe 2020, maybe 2030, and that's where a material like graphene might come in.
How do you make these transistors? Because something at the scale of an individual atom must be an incredible achievement to be able to manipulate this and to make it.
Well, it's actually done by etching them out of larger pieces of material, which is pretty amazing, because people have tried to make sort of transistors using some kind of clever liquid gas supercooling, building one atom at a time. This is actually made by etching, and it works at room temperature, which I think is staggering.
Is it scalable? Could we see this working at the level of a whole microprocessor, or is this literally making one of these things, and that's not much use to anybody?
Well, the idea of etching is that you could then do it by machine. I don't know if one could do it at the level of microprocessor yet. I mean, we'll have to see. But this is a really great start.
Why is graphene so good then? Why not any old substance?
Oh, well, graphene's extremely unusual because the electrons actually shoot through graphene with almost no resistance. They don't seem to hit atoms in the way and bounce back. They just seem to shoot through. So it's got this amazing property to conduct electricity really, really fast. And that's actually because of the property of it's a completely flat 2D sheet. It's the way the atoms and the electrons combine in that particular symmetry type of sheet. Very interesting. In fact, the problem with making a graphene transistor is the electrons shoot through too fast, and you can't switch the current on and off. It just keeps going. So this is quite a feat, the way they've done it here. They've sort of changed the width of this flat ribbon that's only a few atoms wide, and that has changed the electronic properties. That's how they've managed to control these careering electrons.
Well, I hope that they get my energy bill down soon, because my computer cost me a fortune to run.